Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Fortress Anfield, Where's Phase 2? By Hamza Khalik Lunat. As Jurgen Klopp builds and strengthens Liverpool FC on the pitch, and his staff toil away quietly and almost thanklessly in the background, it's about time we brought attention back to Anfield and its development. The main stand has been a delightful addition to Fortress Anfield, but word on the expected phase 2 of the stadium's redevelopment has been surprisingly quiet. Had I not been searching hopelessly for return tickets from Premier League home fixtures late into the night, I probably, like many Liverpool fans, would have simply forgotten about the expectation born several years ago of an Anfield with a 60,000 capacity, which could match the demand for tickets. As I was looking at the virtual seating arrangement, it struck me again that Liverpool's stadium size does not match its ambitions. Nor does it do Liverpool FC service or justice, especially when compared to Manchester United's 80,000 capacity Old Trafford, or Manchester City and Arsenal's 60,000 Etihad and Emirates stadiums. Neither does it hold up well to the new White Hart Lane, and Chelsea's freshly approved renovation of Stamford Bridge. The reason for Liverpool needing to expand the stadium further is not just that the club should have a stadium comparable to its rivals. It encompasses the long-term increased revenue that a larger stand would bring, the wider availability of tickets for fans that really do struggle to secure seats without a season ticket, and the capacity for Anfield to earn an elite UEFA stadium rating, allowing Liverpool to bid to host finals for competitions such as the Champions League. But also for Anfield to be used in alternate ways, hosting Super League semi-finals and finals, or concerts, etc., and for further redevelopment of the rather dilapidated Anfield area. All of which brings in more revenue for the club, which can be reinvested in the long term. Reinvestment into the club is essential for safeguarding and ensuring a prosperous future for LFC, whether it be through building a new training ground that can accommodate both the academy and the first team, as Klopp desires, or redeveloping either the Kirkby or Melwood facilities. Perhaps these potential profits could be used to subsidise tickets or purchase new players. But all of this is at the discretion of the board. A board who would do well to recognise that, with the value of the pound expected to drop very sharply quite soon following the triggering of Article 50, anticipated to be in March, and Britain's eventual exit from the EU, reinvestment sooner rather than later is a much more cost-effective option, and one that would help build an advantage over rivals in an immensely competitive league that only promises to be more competitive in the coming years. The difference the main stand has made to Anfield is evident both physically and sonically. The new main stand is genuinely imposing, and when Anfield is bouncing, the sound difference it makes is staggering. But the Anfield road end is small in comparison, however. Rather unattractively for the owners, expanding the Anfield road end would not include expanding the stadium's capacity for corporate seats, where the biggest profit margins are made. Yet when we look at the immense demand for Liverpool FC tickets, a demand level that only Manchester United and Arsenal are competing with, an expansion makes total monetary sense. Admittedly, whilst the main stand is expected to cover its costs within 5 years, the Anfield road end would much likely take longer to do so. But if the owners are truly committed to Liverpool and the supporters in the long term, it's hard to see why this would be an obstacle. The Liverpool supporters and fans across the globe should be rewarded for their faith and support too. Much is made about tourists at Anfield. But firstly, these tourists bring extremely important revenue to the club, without which the club would not be at the level that it is. And they also represent a global fan base, comprised of fans that only dream of managing to see Liverpool live, rather than having to wake up in the early hours of the morning to stream a game in poor quality online. Secondly, though, many young fans are being priced out of getting tickets to see their team play, depriving them of an opportunity to see their heroes. Additionally, as Liverpool currently has such a limited capacity, the prices are extremely rigid. However, if we take Old Trafford, for example, in some big games, Manchester United can stick prices up to their very maximum and still sell all available tickets. Yet, for games against smaller sides or cup matches, there are often spare seats available that Manchester United can sell at a lower price at no extra cost to the club, as they're just utilising the space capacity available. Therefore, expanding and doing this at Liverpool makes sound financial sense in the long term. The demand for tickets at Liverpool FC is monumental, and the owners are missing out on an enormous long-term increase in revenue and profits. We have surplus demand that needs to be met. Otherwise, Liverpool are squandering an opportunity that rival clubs are not so short-sighted to be remiss about. Ultimately, though, Anfield should not be left as it is. Rebuilding the main stand was a move in the right direction by the owners, and they should be credited and hailed for that. But it was a move that needs to be followed up. Otherwise, the redevelopment program was largely a waste, as the aims of redevelopment have not been fully met. It is now time to apply pressure on the owners, reopen the discussion about further redevelopment of the stadium, especially the Anfield Road end, and definitively bring the ground and the club into the 21st century, allowing Liverpool to compete in monetary terms, but also giving Anfield and Liverpool FC the respect they deserve. The question Hamza raises here is one that has been dividing an awful lot of opinion for many, many years. But I think once the decision was made to go ahead with that main stand development and the excitement over trusses and the like that was to be seen on Twitter and various other media, it's just evident that people were happy and content that Anfield, you know, the spiritual home, without wanting to get too sort of sentimental about it, was being redeveloped in the right way and that we could possibly move on in the space that we'd always been. I think that was a pleasing option for a lot of people to think about. But as Hamza says, unless the redevelopment continues, unless that stadium capacity is increased further, we are limiting ourselves, it seems, on a very, very objective level. It is very much handing an advantage, an economic advantage, to your immediate competitors, which is, of course, probably not a very wise move. So, although it's a complex issue, and we've seen at first hand the difficulties that there were with the negotiations with locals who rightly felt that they should be respected in the whole process, that process must continue because Anfield needs to continue to expand, needs to continue to develop in whatever way is possible to increase the capacity, to increase the revenue, and in the most cynical way, to increase Liverpool's capacity to compete. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.